So, beginning, could you tell me when you were born, where, and what was your name at birth?
I was born in Krakow in Poland on the 14th of January 1932. I was born at home, not in hospital. My father was a lawyer, and I was an only child. They never had any more children because my father was in the next room when I was being born, and he said to my mother, "I'll never put you through that again." Anyway, yes, I was an only child and I was an only grandchild. So until the age of 7 and a half, I was very lucky. I had a very privileged upbringing, as I realize now. Of course, you don't realize it at the
And what was your name then? Was it
Well,
Marion?
my father went to register me, and when he came back, he was supposed to register me as Matilda, because my mother's mother was called Matilda. And unfortunately, my mother's parents were both already dead. They died in their 40s, very young. And when he came back, he said he called me Matilda Maria Ludwika. And my mother apparently ran a temperature. He just wanted to give me these names. I don't know if they were family names or what. But when I came to Glasgow and I went to school, they said, because of Maria, did I want to be called Mary? Because I was never called Matilda or Ludwika. It was in Poland, when you have a name like Maria, you are called Marysia, Marilla, Marina. I mean, there's variations of the name. And so I was used to being called all sorts of things, and I didn't want any of them. I said I'd like to be called Marion, so I've been Marion ever since. My father started Krakow University, and because of all the land that my grandfather had, there wasn't just land, it was a mill, it was a brick factory, it was and there were byres full of cows, and there were horses. I mean, my father rode horses and so on. So he started studying agriculture. But then he couldn't stand exams. Exams were too much. So after a year of agriculture, he started something else. So he was studying law when my mother's younger brother started law. And because the parents were dead, my mother took a flat in Krakow in order to keep house for her brother, of course, with a cook and a maid. And that's how she met my father, because my uncle brought him home. But when my father wanted to ask her out, she said, "Oh, you are far too young for me. No." And he said, "I'm not as young as you think, because this is about the third faculty I'm in. I've already done this and this." And he would have never finished law if it wasn't for my mother, because
Set
he
your mother.
hated exams. He just couldn't stand exams.
I was going to ask, at home, in before you came over, did you speak Polish at home and learnt Russian at school,
Well,
or?
at home until 1939, we only spoke Polish at home. But I had a governess. Well, my mother was in a very fortunate position. There was a cook, there was a maid, and for me, a governess. And the stipulation for the governess was that she had to know Hebrew, because I learned Hebrew before I went to school. In Poland, you go to school when you are 7. Well, I was not quite 7, because September you started school. I was 7 in January. I was only 1 year at school in Poland, and it was a Jewish school, a little private school, just 3 or 4 classes. But I had a governess who taught me Hebrew so that I could read and write Hebrew, and I learned little Hebrew songs about Aviron and, all sorts of little Hebrew words, and of course, all the Bible stories. And for all the Yontevim, we always went to my grandparents, my father's parents, because my mother's parents were long gone. And yes, so that I was, you know, very familiar with all this. But it was only Polish we spoke at home.
Right.
I only learned Russian when we were taken to Siberia. I was 3 years in the first class because, well,